Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The words of persons in full knowledge of Brahman never become untrue. It is very wonderful that whatever Garga Muni predicted, we are now actually experiencing in all detail. Purport. The purpose of human life is indicated in the Brahma Sutra, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, to make one's life perfect. In the past, present, and future, one must learn about Brahman. Because of intense affection, Nanda Maharaj could not understand Krishna as he is. Garga Muni was able to know everything, past, present, and future, by studying the Vedas, but Nanda Maharaj could not understand Krishna directly because of his intense love for Krishna. He forgot who Krishna was and could not understand Krishna's potency. Although Krishna is Narayan himself, Garga Muni did not disclose this. Thus, Nanda Maharaj appreciated the words of Garga Muni, but because of his deep affection, he could not understand who Krishna was. Although Garga Muni had said that Krishna's qualities will be exactly like those of Narayan. Om Magyanati Mirandasya Gyanam Gyana Salakaya Chaksurum Militanjena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Giriraja Swamin Itti Namine Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitanjena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrayatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Paryana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakam Vitancha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Brisavanu Sutte Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We'll read the verse again. Aho Brahma Vidam Bacho Nasatya Santi Karhichi Gargo Jat Aha Bhagavam Anubhavi Tataivatat. The words of persons in full knowledge of Brahman never become untrue. It is wonderful that whatever Garga Muni predicted, we are now actually experiencing in all detail. Okay. So it's a big honor and privilege for me to be here with all of you in Bhaktivedanta Manor, speaking about such a confidential subject matter as the childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna. Actually, when we think about these transcendental activities and where we was some years ago, it's a miracle that we are now reading the transcendental pastimes of Lord Shri Krishna, when many of us, we were like eating meat, drinking, having drugs, and many horrible things. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have all this now. And these are the predictions of the great sages. As it is said here, the words of persons in full knowledge of Ramana never become untrue. When Srila Prabhupada was alone in New York on the street, they asked him what he was doing, and he said, I have an international society with many temples everywhere, and how many followers? Thousands of followers. And now we have devotees anywhere and everywhere we go, practically speaking. We have a family. We go to many places like Tenerife, and you have a family there also. This is a miracle. In the middle of the most intense Maya, where people go just to gratify the senses, we have Lord Jagannath there, giving blessings, and we have happy devotees there cooking prasada and cooking boga and serving prasada to everyone. So this is certainly a big miracle. It was a materialistic sage. I don't know which level of spirituality he have. Einstein. He said that there are two kinds of persons. The people that don't believe in miracles, and the people that for them every moment is a miracle. And we as devotees, we are in the second category. Or at least we shall be in that category. We see that every moment of our life is a miracle. Every moment. And the miracles are amazing. So we are meant to be living in those miracles. And if we don't think we are on that, we shall pay some attention. You know, we are not realizing what is happening around. So we have to look how things are being arranged by the superior energy of the Lord. And Lord Krishna, he is the supreme mystic, and he always arranges wonderful pastimes. Like here, we see Nanda Maharaj is speaking with the other coward men about the amazing activities of Lord Krishna. They couldn't understand what was happening there. The influence of love and the influence of yoga maya is so strong that the devotees don't understand what's happening. They say, well, this is an amazing personality. Your song is far out. This boy is amazing. Just see the things that he's doing. You know, how is possible? And Nanda Maharaj is saying, well, these are the predictions of Garga Muni. These are the blessings of the great sages. They say, my song is going to be special, and he is special. But it's my song. These are the devotees that are immersed in the ocean of love of Krishna. They forget even who Krishna is. Actually, I wanted to read a text that I found yesterday, reading the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. There we have this subject matter has been discussed. And we have a text, very interesting, that is say, now because here we are speaking about the devotees, the person with full knowledge, you know. So here it is say, among the Supreme Lord's devotees, some are devotees attached to knowledge, and others are pure. These are the Sudha Bhaktas. Still, others are situated in love of God. These are the Prema Bhaktas. Others are immersed in... No, this is... let me see the name. We have the Jnana Bhaktas, absorbing knowledge. Then we have the Sudha Bhaktas, that are the pure devotees. Then we have others that are situated in love of Godhead. These are the Prema Para. And others are immersed in love of God. This is Prema Bhaktas, and immersed in love of God is Prema Para. And yet others are painfully overwhelmed by love of Godhead. And these are called Prema Atura. So these are the different kinds of devotees. we had to see, no? And all of them are devotees, and it is said that they're experiencing the same thing, prema. Actually, from the very beginning of devotional service, we are experiencing prema in different stages. To say when we develop a little bit of faith, shraddha, that's the beginning of prema. Mm-hmm. So to say that is the same substance that develop and mature as the process continues. No, when we get the association of devotees, and then we start practicing regularly the devotional service, and then we start cleaning the heart. So these all processes are different stages of prema. And prema is something very, very rare. Actually, when we read the purport of this verse, the commentary, there is a description of the different kind of devotees, like we have the devotees that are Sudapaktas, and here in the purport we get the example of Ambarish Maharaj. That is a typical example of Sudapakta, that he is doing devotional service without any mixture. Then we have the Prema Bhaktas, like Sri Hanuman. So they are endowed with mature ecstatic love. And they are only interested in the loving affection and in serving full-hearted with enthusiasm the lotus feet of their beloved Supreme Master. And there are still other devotees, the Prema Parabhaktas, like Sriman Arjuna and his brothers. It's amazing, but they are not interested in the process of bhakti itself. They don't care for bhakti even. They only care about prema, ecstatic love, and this is happening by the causeless mercy of the Lord. So it's not something cheap that we say, now I don't care anymore for bhakti. Now I go for prema. No, no, my friend, it's not happening like that. You need to get something very special, that is the causeless mercy of the Lord. And then they have this highest quality in their hearts, binding them by ropes of eagerness to see the Lord and enjoy friendly talks and other intimate dealings with him. And finally, the Prema Atura Bhaktas, such as the Yadavas headed by Sriman Uddhava, are overwhelmed by the intense bliss of Prema and the intense desire there to relish all the transformation of that prema in its related ecstasies. Mm-hmm. So this is something that we can maybe one day dream about seeing. I don't know if experiencing, but this very high level of prema in which the devotees are, they say, overwhelmed. It is said that they are like submerged in an ocean of emotions, and the emotions are carrying them one way and the other. Mm-hmm. They actually, it is said in the verse, it is said painfully. When the devotees translate the text, they say, yet others are painfully overwhelmed by love of Godhead. You know, this is the highest level of bhakti, and it's painful. Oh my God, what are we doing? We are going to painful state. We don't want pain. We want to enjoy. That's why we became Hare Krishnas. Because we want real enjoyment. Everyone in the material world wants to enjoy. Isn't it? Did anyone come to Hare Krishna to painfully suffer? I don't think anybody came with that intention. At least in the Bhagavad Gita, it is not say like that. No? The four kinds of devotees that come to bhakti, there is no one devotee that is looking for pain. We don't have that. But if we get deep in devotional service, we are going to be painfully overwhelmed. And this has to be properly understood. No? Like Nanda Maharaj, sometimes the pain they were suffering, like Yasoda Mai, sometimes she will faint. She could not tolerate to see his beloved child in the hands of the demons. Like when Kaliya, Lila, Krishna was fighting with Kaliya, and Kaliya was taking Krishna. Yasodamaya was fainting. I have a special accent of English. It is called Anglaluz. It's because I'm from Andalusia. So we have a special accent there. So we see the level of suffering to the point of losing consciousness. Or the gopis. The gopis will sometimes wake up from this stage of unconsciousness, only to become unconscious again because of the intense separation they were experiencing for Krishna. When Balaram went to see them, he was overwhelmed to see the state. Or when Uddhava went there, it was like, how can they live? Everyone got in the case of Lord Krishna when they went back to Dwarka. Krishna, you are so cruel. How can you allow your devotees to be living in such a condition? You are the most cruel person in the world. They told him like that. You promised them that you will come back soon, and you never came back. And just see the state they are. They are suffering in such a way. And these are the highest devotees. Lord Chaitanya said, yeah, they are Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa Dudasaha. We are the followers of this servants of the gopis. The gopis are the highest devotees. And Krishna is dealing with them in such a way. Wow, this is not easy to understand. But we can see that Krishna is very expert. He's called about the rasa, that he's the fountain of all the rasas. Kila rasa, Mrita Murti, yes. That's the word, no? So he's expert about this relation, and he's just expert putting fire in the heart of the devotees. So the relation will be intense and more intense and more intense and more intense. And this is what Srila Prabhupada wants. When he wrote the letter to Srila Sadbharup Maharaj, he say, stop preaching outside, bringing more devotees. Take care of the devotees that we have. You know, this is like boiling the milk. Make the milk condense. Take care of the devotees. Make them more and more deep in Krishna consciousness. And this is what we are meant to do. We are meant to dedicate ourselves more and more and more to Krishna. There is no retirement in Krishna consciousness. We can have holidays, but not retirement. And our holidays are not the holidays, are the holy days. You know, we go to the holy dam and we have some holy days over there. You know, but we don't retire. Every time our desire for Krishna service, our desire for engaging in the service of Krishna must be stronger and stronger and stronger. You know, and if this is not happening, we have to do something. We have to chant more intensely. We have to read the books. But our desire must be more intense. Because unless that our desire is more intense, we are not going to experience more intense happiness. It's normal. We experience some happiness. And then that happiness is not enough. We want more. That's the nature of devotional service. Once you try, you want more. It's like the Mongol artist sweets. When they give you a piece like this, you feel, oh my, I want to have the whole piece. I want more. So to have more, you have to put more fire. You know, you have to have a more intense desire. And this intense desire will bring you to intense devotional service. But don't be scared. you will be able to do it, and Krishna will help you. Krishna is behind the intense devotional service, will help. I have many experiences about that, that really created a strong faith in my heart by my Guru Maharaj's mercy. He's always praying for me. He knows how unqualified I am. And he's always praying, oh, Krishna, take care of Patita Pavana. He's a bit crazy. Whatever he does, you please take care. And it's happening. I hope I got so many experiences. I went to an island in Tenerife. The devotees wanted to hear about Tenerife a little bit so we can move to Tenerife. I moved there in 2009. And the way I moved there, it was really amazing. Krishna kicked me up from the temple I was. I was kicked up. I was the temple president. And then I was kicked out of the place. Somehow or other happened. These things happen in devotional life. One day you are the savior of the place, and the next day you are the demon on the place. I was so confused, what's happening, Krishna? So I decided, okay, I have to move to another place. We have to move the family to another place. You cannot be in this atmosphere. Actually, I kick out another devotee. And I had to even get the assistance of the police to take him out of the temple. And then they make him temple president. So can you imagine? The devotee was very happy. Now you will see Patita Pavana, what is life? So I spoke with my wife, said, well, it's better we move. And we decided, well, we are preaching in the Canary Island for many years. At that time we had a program there collecting and say, well, we will go to Canary Islands. But we didn't know to which island we will go. There are seven islands. All of seven are very beautiful. In all the seven, we have friends. So where to go? I said, well, I will go. In this trip, I will see which island we have the best facilities or whatever. So in all the islands, there were facilities coming out. One abandoned Indian temple that I could take over. A donation from the town hall that we can make something there. An old building in the middle of the city belonging to an Indian that he may give it to us to make a temple. And then I reached Tenerife, and one friend invited me to his place to have a program. You know, there are Sindhis there mainly. So the Fridays are sacred for them. It's the day of Julelal, you know. So they have a Julelal saksan, so they said, come to the place. And I invited some devotees that were there in the island, so we went there. We had the program, we sing Hare Krishna, that's what we do, and we preach a little bit. And when we finished, the owner of the house, he called me aside. And he told me, I am so happy that you came here to my house, you know. I am so grateful, I want to do something for you, I want to give you something. And I heard that you are looking for a place where to be. And I have a house, I'm not using it, so you can have my house, please. And I say, well, this is Krishna's indication that we have to move to Tenerife. So I told my wife, okay, we have the place. So we are moving in the summer. We have five children, so it's not easy to move a family like that. But we moved them all around, four of them. And when the summer came, we took them. The school time finished, so we went to the place in June. So we were still unpacking our things, and some Indian friends came to visit us. Prabhu, yeah, we never had Ratha Yatra in Tenerife. I said, yes. We shall have a Ratha Yatra. That's wonderful. Next month. You know? Wait. Ratha Yatra next month. Yes, we can have a Ratha Yatra. We will do all the arrangement, all this. No, wait. We cannot have Ratha Yatra like this, you know. We don't even have Lord Jagannath here, so how are you going to have Ratha Yatra? It's not possible. We will have to do some arrangements. So we did some arrangements, and I told them, I promised them, next year we will have Ratha Yatra, okay? So, okay, they were fired up. People just reached to a place like this, and we were mainly my wife, myself, my children, and two, three devotees there. How are we going to do Ratha Yatra? But, well, okay. We decided Lord Jagannath wants us to do Ratha Yatra, so we will do Ratha Yatra. Why not? I remember we have a old Ratha cart at our farm in Spain, in Urayamandala. So I asked the devotees, what about that chariot? Do you have any plan? No, please take it away. Take it away. It's here in the middle of the... It's just a disturbance. This chariot we are not using anymore. So we took it. I have some devotees in... Some friends. One Prabhupada disciple married to a Spanish devotee in Jagannath Puri. Nanda Gopa, Prabhu. So I asked him, Prabhu Nanda Gopa, can you please get me some murtis of Lord Jagannath? And they went around looking for the murtis, and they found me. We found very beautiful murtis of Lord Jagannath. How big? He said, 90 centimeters. 90 centimeters, not so much. Okay. Sending. So he... Jai. Radha Gokulananda ki. Jai. Sitaran Lasman Hanumananda ki. Sisi Goranitai ki. Jai. The deities took some time to come. And when they came, I went to the airport to get them. I cleared the customs. And I went to get the deities, and I went alone. It was in Madrid. Deities arrived to Madrid. My father gave me a car that he was not using anymore, an old BMW. You know, it's a 325. You know the size of this car? Okay. So I didn't know if I will be able to put everything in the car. Well, at that time, one devotee lent me a small van. Say, because I imagine that everything will be coming in boxes, so you have to deal with the whole thing, no? So they told me, here are the boxes. One box for each deity, 90 centimeters high. But... You know how is Lord Jagannath? Is he high or wide? He's more wide than high, no? So when I opened the box and I saw Lord Jagannath, he was, Lord Jagannath, 90 centimeters high, 115 kgs. Oh my God. I was there alone, so somehow or other I was able to move the boxes, put the boxes standing, then I took the Lord out in the car, one box out, then another box. Pull, stand. I put them all inside the van, the clothing, all the paraphernalia. And I said, now how I'm going to put these deities inside the BMW? They're so big. No way. So just the moment I was reaching where the BMW was parked, a big van parked, and there were two small men, very strong, South American, Ecuadorian men, and I saw, well, this, they are my salvation. I went today, I give you 20 euros to each if you help me to put this status inside the car. And they say, of course, we will do it. And they did it. We put Subhadra Devi on the co-pilot in Spain, sit in the right side, not like here that we sit in the wrong side. We sit in there, you know. Here, when you go to the car, you get the wrong place. It's the right side of the car. And then we put Lord Jagannath inside the car, standing. And there was no place for Balaram. So they put Balaram upside down, with the head down. And then we put everything I pack at the back of the car, all the paraphernalia, everything. Okay, let's go to Tenerife. We have to move by ferry. Because we are 2,000 kilometers away from the mainland. So I went to Malaga. I had the night in one devotee's house. Then the next day I went to the port. And they stopped me. What are you carrying in the car? The police at the... Well, these are deities, you know. And I already cleared the customs. I had the paper. They examined everything. Okay, you enter. So I have a wonderful trip with the Lordship in the car. We reached Tenerife exactly 1 week before Ratha Yatra. And we ordered the deities 1 year in advance. So it was the whole scene till the deities reached there. Then we reached 1 week before Ratha Yatra. The devotees were very happy. I called them. We went to a friend's house that they have a nice underground parking, no? That we could pull the car and take out the deities out and prepare them for the installation. So we took Subhadra Devi out, and we say, now we are going to take Lord Jagannath. No way. I don't know how they entered inside, but we were not able to take them out of the car. We spent a few hours seeing the way how to take them out of the car. And finally, we had to break a little bit one of the seats, and we took the deities out. We took one out and then the other one. And then we prepared them. And during the whole year, I was convincing my Guru Maharaj to allow me to install the deities. No way. I spoke with Indradyumna Swami. He said that you are a preacher. You are not supposed to be doing puja. You are meant to preach. Well, Guru Maharaj, but to have the deities is also preaching. You know, we will attract people. We will do. Well, I will consider it. Next time I spoke with Jadunandana Swami, and he said that you are always moving from one place to another. And if you put the deities in one place, and if you want to move, who will take care of the deities? Say, well, Guru Maharaj, I won't move. If I move, it's because of circumstances, but I don't like to move. I want one place. Well, okay, we will consider them. Okay. Where are you going to have the deities? We have no temple. The deities came, and we have no temple. But we have our friend, the president of the Indian Cultural Center, Kanaya Lal Mirpuri. So he came with me to have a Skype a conversation with my Guru Maharaj. I say, Maharaj, don't worry. We have a big temple, big Indian center. One place of the temple will be for Lord Jagannath. They will be our guest. We will take care of them. Don't worry about the place. Okay. We have a place. Then the day of the installation, at 3 a.m, I phone my Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj, today we are meant to install the deities. The pujaris came to do the yagya. 2 days ceremony is not a simple installation ceremony we have. And it was a whole public event because we did it at the beach, in the center of the tourist area. Say, Guru Maharaj, today, and you never give us permission to install the deities. And I say, well, I never say no. I don't know, most of you know Giriraj Swami. He is very peaceful. He is very quiet. Whenever he says something, he thinks for quite some time. The first time I met him was at New Brajamandala. I was one of the few devotees speaking some English, so they put me as his servant. So could you imagine, I am now 52 and I have a little bit of energy, no? So when I was, at that time, I was maybe 20 years old or 21. I had so much energy. So I was so enthusiastic and so happy I will serve the Swami. So he came, I took him to the room, and he relaxed at the sofa. We had a sofa, so he threw himself in the sofa. I put the luggage around, and I went to him, Maharaj, would you like to have something? Can I bring something for you? Some drink, something. He looked at me. He looked around the room. He looked at me again. He looked somewhere. Finally, he looked at me and he said, no. And all this time looked like an eternity. You know, I was there waiting. I was so peaceful. He said, no. So I left him there resting. And you know, he's like that, no? So I told him, Guru Maharaj, you never gave us permission to install it. He said, I never say no. They said, well, but you never say yes. Yeah, because I'm worried. You know, Lord Jagannath is Krishna. If we invite Lord Krishna, we have to take care of him properly. I said, well, Guru Maharaj, we are going to take care of him properly. And before that, we already discussed, you know, Srila Prabhupada also installed Jagannath in San Francisco, and he put a very simple standard. So to worship Jagannath is not so complicated. We can make a simple standard. We can. And he told me, well, yes, you are pioneers. So we in there. So we can also do this kind of arrangement. But it's Krishna. You have to, whatever you do, you have to do it every day. You know, you cannot play with the deities. How many pujaris do you have there? I said, well, we are three. My wife, me, and another devotee. I said, oh, you are three. Okay, so, oh my God. And you want to install the deities? Yes, Guru Maharaj. Okay, go ahead, install the deities, and I will pray for you. So we did that. We went ahead. We installed the deities, and by the prayers of Guru Maharaj, the day of the installation, an amazing devotee appeared. Two amazing devotees appeared there. One very old Russian lady, 79 years old, that was the happiest person in the Ratha Yatra, in the festival, jumping like anything, you know. Could imagine, 79 old lady, she was so happy that we were there and that we were doing the installation of the deities. And there were another devotee from UK that lived there, Philip, Bhakta Philip, is one of those Nitya Bhaktas. So he also came, he heard about the festival, he came. And Mataji Sarupa became the full-time pujari. I think some of you know her. She became full-time pujari. When we decided to do Istagosti to distribute the services, we said, who will do Mongol Arti? Who will do the bathing of the deities? Who will dress the deities? Who will do breakfast? Who will do Rasboga? Mataji, we are more here. Okay, you do the Rasboga. Who will do the evening program? So far up she was, she said, what am I going to do at home? I am with my daughter, I am the whole day doing nothing. Please give me the service. I said, okay, we will give her the service. So she was doing everything, practically speaking. Only the Sundays, my wife will come to help her dressing, because the Sunday we decided that we are going to do a special dressing of the deities. We'll put garlands. We don't put garlands every day. But the Sunday, we wanted to have garlands. So who will bring the flowers? And the devotees, Philip, say, I will bring the flowers. Since that time in 2010, he never failed a weekend. He buys 40 euros of flowers every weekend for the garlands of Lord Jagannath. So we had pujari, we had devotees, and then it's one thing after another. I tell you, the Ratha Yatra was the best and the craziest Ratha Yatra you could imagine. When we were repairing the chariot, Spain win the semi-final football match, the worldwide championship, you know, in 2010 in South Africa. And you know, in Spain we have two religions. We are mainly Christians, and we have football religion also. You don't take out people from the football match. If there is football, everyone go to see. So immediately I called the town hall people, because the people of the town hall, they were involved. They wanted to do something for the Indian community, big Indian community there. So when the Indian community took me to see them and present the project that we are going to do a Ratha Yatra, they say, okay, we will do it. And my Indian friends there are Sindhis, you know, and the Sindhis are very sharp people, very expert in doing business and all these things. Do you know the saying in India, no? What they say? If you find a cobra and a Sindhi, beware of the Sindhi first. Then later you take care of the cobra, you know? So I went with this friend, this Sindhi, and he told the town hall, say, okay, we will help you. And he say, no. We don't want you to help us. We want you to do the festival. You organize, we will help you. And the men say, okay, yes, you will get the fame. The town hall is organizing this. Everything will be under the name of the town hall, and we will be cooperating with you to do the Ratha Yatra. And they agree. They spent like 10,000 euros for the first Ratha Yatra. One of the organizers, they were. So we started like that. So when Spain win, I phone and I say, well, the day of the Ratha Yatra is the day of the final match between Spain and Holland. So we can't have Ratha Yatra that day. Nobody's coming. For sure. The streets are going to be empty. It's not going to be possible. And while I was speaking with the men in charge in the town hall, one of my sons that was with me on the Ratha car, helping me to repair it, say, Peter, why don't we put a big screen on the Ratha Yatra site? Many people will come. I said, oh, this is a good idea. So I immediately told the people of the town hall, well, we have another option. Instead of moving the date or canceling the program, why don't we bring a big screen and put it there in the site? He said, well, it's going to be during the day. We will have to put a LED screen. It's very expensive to rent that. He told me this is going to cost like 3,000 euros one day. Well, it could be a solution. He said, okay, let me think about it. We will speak. And finally, they decided to put the big screen, huge screen. And we decided to do the Ratha Yatra 1 hour before. We were planning to do at 7, so we decided to do at 6. You know, in Spain, everything is during the evening night. During the day, we don't do anything. We do siesta. So we have to respect the local traditions. So we put the festival 1 hour before so that we will reach back on time for the football match. So nobody is going to miss the football match. We promise that. We are going to arrange like that. So we started the Ratha Yatra, and the Indian friends, many Indians came for the Ratha Yatra, and they came ready for the football match. But ready to take part of in the Ratha Yatra also. So they came with the Spanish flags, painted with the Spanish flags on the head, Spanish hats, you know, with the Spanish flag also. So they gave us Spanish flags to put in the chariot. And the chariot was red, yellow, and red. This is the colors of the Spanish flag. So we have the Ratha Yatra. This was a very special Ratha Yatra. All the colors of the Spanish selection were there. We were chanting. Very nice, beautiful Ratha Yatra. We had in the front a folkloric Canarian group dance. And they were in the front dancing. And then we were the devotees. We invited all the devotees from Spain. And then the Lordship came, and it was beautiful. Then we came back to the festival place. Actually, the deities, we were installed there. Saturday we started, Sunday we finished the installation, and we put them in the chariot. And then we have the first Ratartik and the Ratha Yatra at the chariot for the deities. The first offering of Boga, everything we did there. So when we came back, the big screen was already on, and we had like 4,000 people there waiting to see the football match. So we came singing. We parked the chariot just in front of the screen for Lord Jagannath to see the football match. Actually, that was Krishna's arrangement. He came to see the football match, and we were confident this time Spain is going to win. Lord Jagannath is here. But we had the Dutch party from Holland, you know, the Dutch party on the other side. And they don't do a fair game. They were like kicking the people, you know. They were such a ugly way of playing. Although the Spanish footballers, they were doing well, but they couldn't win. During the football match, the reporter, in few times, at least three times, he was saying, we pray to the God of football to give victory to Spain because they deserve it. but nothing. We reached the end. I don't remember, it was 0-0 or 1-1. I don't remember, it was a match. So we had to extend another 30 minutes match, and still the same. So at the end, to the penalties, we went for penalties. And you know, we put a penalty, they put a penalty, then we put a penalty, they put a penalty, you know. No way, you can imagine, everyone there was like so intense. And then finally, our doorkeeper was able to catch the ball when they were throwing the penalty. Wow, Spain win. At that time, we were like 5,000 people jumping. I look at the chariot and we have the devotees on the chariot jumping. It was amazing. So at that time, it was euphoric. So we went on the stage, we invited the authorities from the town hall, you know, they came and they congratulated everyone because Spain win. And then we have Bayasaki singing, so we have a big celebration for the victory of Spain, no? And Bayasaki told me something very interesting. He told me, you know who is the god of football? Do you know who is the god of football? I say, it's Jagannath! He's the god of football. He was here. That's why Spain win. And we have faith because Krishna is the god of all the ball games. You know, this is playing in the Krishna book. When they are playing with the fruits and the balls and like this, he say that Krishna is the... He say that's why Spain win. And the next day in the newspapers, the news came. The Indians in Tenerife took out their deities on the street so that Spain win the championship. It was very funny. So like this we started, and we were just few devotees. Actually, local devotees, very few. 1 year later, we opened our own center. Now, after 6-7 years, we have many devotees coming to visit us for holy days. In Tenerife, they are happy we have a temple. You can come. This January, we had the Brahmacharis and Sankirtan devotees from Soho. Before, we had the Brahmacharinis from the manor there, and they have a good time. So you can come whenever you want. And now we are in the middle of opening a new place. Lord Jagannath provide us a place in the middle of the tourist area, just next to where we install the deities. It's amazing. We don't believe it yet. Where we install the deities at the beach, next to it there is a residential center. There we got a place, 700 square meter place, and we are doing renovation, making the temple for Lord Jagannath, a govinda, a museum, a boutique, and ashram there. And this is not our project. This is part of our project because the town hall also is giving us 8,000 square meters to build a temple for Lord Jagannath. So we believe in miracles, really. These are miracles happening every time. So I will stop here. If you want to ask any question, if you have any complaint,